Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, Some years ago, the Lord was showing me some of these things, and I made a change in my vocabulary. I stopped saying, I love things or stuff. I don't love cars. I don't love houses. I don't love clothes. I don't love motorcycles. I don't love boats. I don't love airplanes. I don't love pizza. I don't love fried chicken. Come on, are y'all with me? I don't love pie or brownies. I don't love them. Now, people will try to laugh and say, well, what's the big deal? I love me some brownies. Well, what's wrong with that? First of all, that's not going to help you. No. Secondly, a brownie will never love you back.
No.
Now, it may stick with you to the end. I had to go and say that, didn't I? That was a joke. But it won't love you. You can love your Mustang or your Camaro or your Firebird or your truck. It will never love you back. Never. You can hug it and polish it and buff it and vacuum it and pet it and threaten people, don't touch my baby. Don't touch my baby. And it just shows that your priorities are skewed. You don't realize that this thing is rusting and rotten as we speak.
Yes,
sir. It's got everything down here. It's like a gallon of milk. It's got an expiration date on it.
That's right.
Everything.
Yeah.
Your house, your clothes, everything. The Bible said everything down here, the elements of the earth are going to melt with fervent heat.
Amen.
It's all going to be gone.
Yes.
You shouldn't love. If you love something that is certain to be taken away from you, just depending on when, you are setting yourself up for needless heartache.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's good. Yes, sir.
You can enjoy things. You can appreciate them. You can be thankful for them. You can use them. But you don't love them. Say it out loud. I don't love money.
I don't love money.
I don't love things.
I don't love things.
I love God. And I love people. It helps. Just make that change in your vocabulary. It helps. And we don't want to love things in this ungodly world. Go with me to 2 Timothy, the third chapter. 2 Timothy 3. Now, when he says the world, what's he talking about? God made the earth and everything that's in it. We should appreciate what he's made. But that's not what he's talking about. The world. What does it mean? He's talking about the world system, the world way, and significant about the way of the world is that it is ungodly.
Yeah.
Ungodly. This country was founded on faith in God. And it is sad to see so many things being done now where God is never even mentioned. He has been removed from schools, universities, prayers, athletic events, removed. When you take God out, what is left is ungodly. It's ungod means without God. And that, if it's ungodly, that's what is worldly. If God's not there, what's there? Men looking to men. Men depending on men. Men's ideas. Men's opinions and theories. Men. It's nauseating. People say, well, you leave your God at home. Then I can't come. Because he's in me. Is that right? He's in me. And when I show up, he's going to be there. You can't separate me from him. I'm in him. He's in me. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. You can't separate me and God with a laser beam. We are one spirit. How about you? You've been born again? You are one spirit. Separating you from God? Not possible. Not possible. But the world, what does it mean to be worldly? Basically, it means to be ungodly, without God, without God's word, his ways, his truths, his priorities, his values, etc., 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 without God. And if you love things that are godless, we're not loving him. How can you love what is godless and love the Father? If you love the Father, when they take God out of it, you don't like it anymore. Can you see this? Why? Because to you, God's the main ingredient in everything. When you take the God out, it don't taste good anymore. It's not, well, there's no God in this. Something's changed. Y'all changed this. What's wrong? This is not worth eating. We took the God out. Oh, no wonder. It's not fit for anything now. You ruined it. When you took God out of it, you ruined it. It's just a matter of time till it putrefies. Because he's the life in it. He's the truth in it. He's the light in it. He's the everything. That's what we loved about it. Right? Don't take the God out. In 2 Timothy 3:1, he describes the last days. He said, know this also, in the last days, perilous times shall come. We're experiencing that. People all over the world. For men shall be what? Now let's just stop right here. This is why the times are so perilous. Why? Because men don't love God. They love their self. If men didn't love their self and loved God, it wouldn't be perilous. They're lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient of parents, unthankful, unholy. Now let's just stop. All those things, why are all those things that way? Because you took the God out. If you leave God in, children respect their parents. If you leave God in, you're thankful. If you leave God in, you're not proud, you're humble. If you leave God in, you're not covetous, you're a giver. But they took God out. Verse 3, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. That's what happens. No God in a child's life. All they get is ungodly, devilish TV, movies, violent video games. Come on, are you listening? Lust and greed and perversion and distortion. That's why they wind up unthankful, disobedient to parents. Come on, can you see this? Crazy enough to take a weapon and go shoot people somewhere? That's what happens when you take God out. That's what happens when you take God out. People lose their minds. They lose their life. They lose their perspective. There's no such thing as a wonderful, perfect, peaceful, utopian earth without God. No, so it cannot exist. It's an impossibility. I mean, who made the earth to start with? Who made us to start with? You're going to kick out the Creator. We can run this by ourselves. You didn't make it by yourself. You don't even know how it works. You're going to kick out the one who does. Kick out the one with all the answers. He said, verse 4, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of what? Pleasures more than lovers of God. Pleasures. Millions of people in this country have stopped going to church. Their parents quit going to church and did what instead? Well, they go to soccer games, they have picnics, they go to the lake, none of which things were necessarily bad, but why is the only time you can do them? Same time church is going on. Why can't you do them another time? Because it was no longer important enough to them to give any time to God, much less any money, much less any service time to do things in the church or in the ministries. So folks are doing what they love. They love racing. They love golfing. They love boating. They love travel. They love, so people work and try to save and try to maneuver, and everything is focused to where we can just do what we love all the time. What pleases me. See, this ties in back with the previous verse. Why do you always want to do what pleases you? Because you love you some you. And everything's designed around making you happy. And what that demonstrates, no matter what you say, is that you don't love God.
Amen.
You love you. You got no time for God. No money for God, no involvement for God. When you love God, you are kicked out of the front seat. You are kicked out from the driver's wheel. Is that right? You are kicked off the throne. And you love Him. When you love Him, you love what He loves. And you want what He wants. And you're willing to give your time and your money and your efforts. The Scripture said, Jesus prophesied it. He said, because iniquity will abound, the love of many will wax cold. And here we got folks that quit going to church, quit praying, quit reading their Bible, quit doing anything for God. Now they've got children that were born into a godless home. And have grown up with no knowledge or experience of God at all. And what they were taught is love yourself. And love what pleases you and give your life to make that happen. And they're miserable. I said they're miserable.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.